Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, we're looking forward to Royal Ascot in about 4 weeks' time, and I reckon Toby Edmonds will be getting a little bit excited too. Morning, Toby.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you made a little hit-run visit to Ascot the other day, I believe.
Yeah, we took Hurton down and QM down to gallop together. They were very accommodating, Royal Ascot, the group there. Chris Chickle, the course manager and everything, and give us a chance to let her have a look at the course proper, which was great.
Now, I imagine for her, she wouldn't have done that much straight racing and also undulations and uphill. That'd be a different ball game for her.
Yeah, certainly. That's why she's over there early. Newmarket, where we're based, is full of, nearly every gallop's got an undulation or an uphill finish to it. So that's why we're there, basically, getting used to that sort of galloping. And certainly being able to take it to Ascot yesterday was a plus. It's such a daunting big track and big grandstand, the whole lot. And she handled it pretty good, I thought.
Terrific. What did you let her do? What sort of work?
They just came up 800 metres together and just finished the last 600 off. So they got up that hill. And it's actually a little bit, once they get up that hill with about 150 to go, it flattens out a little bit with a minor rise, the last, 30, 40 metres, I suppose. So it's quite daunting we were quite surprised she galloped really well.
Toby, when you look at that 1,000 metres there at Royal Ascot, if you sort of say to yourself, how far is it if it were on a flat? I mean, what do you look at and say, is it like racing over 1,100, is that tough?
I think so, yeah. It's a pretty tough 1,000. It's a tough track. Quite a brutal track, to be truthful. Everyone I speak to says that. So, we've just got to try and have her as fit as we can have her, so she can finish off. But she'll give a good sight. She's done really good and she looks pretty fit.
Now, the horse you work with, the Kim, it's a listed place getter as well, and you've nommed it for a couple of places. Where will you run it? I saw you had her in Goodwood and York.
Yeah, I think she's going to York. Jim was keen to take her to York on Saturday. It's a 1,000-metre race, I think. She's keen to kick off on 1,000 there, and there's actually a race for her at Royal Ascot on the last day. I think it's not a feature. It's just one of those handicaps, I think. So if we could get her into, she runs well there. I think she could run at Ascot and see how she went there.
Ocean Murphy rode Hoots in the track gallop. Have you got a jock locked in for Royal Ascot?
Yeah, Kieran McElroy's going to ride her. He's going to go over probably after Stradbroke weekend, I think, and he'll just do a little bit of work on her leading into it and get a feel for her. But yeah, very happy to have Kieran on.
Mm. Any issues with the horses settling in, like water and feed and stuff like that, or do they take to it like a duck to water?
Fortunately, she's done a lot of travelling, right from the time she was two, so she's quite adept and handles everything quite well. So no, she settled in really good. Mm. They did a wet partner. They're both good eaters and both travelled beautifully. So we're quite comfortable. Even though we're there a while, a long time before the race, I think it was beneficial that they both got somewhat acclimatised,
All right, well, that's great news. Now, back home, Saturday, the Kingsford Smith Cup. You've got three nom there. Tyzone won the other day. Will he go straight on to a race like the Stradbroke, or what will you do with Tyzone?
Yeah. He'll run the Stradbroke three weeks from last Saturday. So his next start, yeah.
Wouldn't you like a stable as honest as him?
Yeah, that's right. He's 16 races and very tough competitor. Not much of him, but what there is, he just puts it all out there every time he goes around, which is good.
Winterbride and Cadogan, will either of those go on the Kingsford Smith?
No, we'll leave. Cadogan's just going to have a little break and Winterbride will run next Saturday in the Morton Cup, I believe.
All right, the Science Produce Scout, you've got Nom there?
No, he's running today at the Gold Coast here.
All right, and what about Windermere, the Grand Prix?
No, Windermere's going to run today, and then if she runs well, she'll run the Oaks on Saturday week.
All right, terrific. And finally today, can you find a winner for us? You've got a few going around today.
We've got four today. Track's quite heavy to 10, with not much chance of an upgrade. So, it's going to be a tough day, but if I had to pick one, I'd say Churning's probably the quality horse we've got in today. So as long as she can get through the ground and she's got through the Gold Coast run on that very heavy track, you know, she should figure in the finish.
Beautifully bred, Lonno out of Emmeline, who won down the straight at Flemington one Derby day.
That's right, yeah. So she's got good ability. Just unfortunate we've got a very heavy track today.
Mm. I remember that day well, Toby. Emmeline was about $38 on the tote, God bless it. So I saw the name bob up, brought back fond memories. Well, we wish you all the best today, and good luck too with Hooton, because it's exciting to go over there, to travel that far. But the best thing is that she's settled in. I mean, that's really half your battle, isn't it? Once you get a horse, you're taken to the other side of the world that they do well.
Yeah, you know, most of the Aussies have gone out there like 2 weeks out. And Aquis sort of requested that we go there really early to make sure we you know, none of the travel sickness could hurt us or the acclimatisation or anything like that. So, you know, I think we're on the right track.
All right. Well, good luck. We'll keep in touch, Toby.
Thank you.